Perth Overnight with John Lewis for Christian James Hairdressing Mount Lawley.
6 p.m. 24 minutes after 4 on a nice Saturday morning. I'm going to be talking right now to an 11 times US world champion. Yes, exactly. Now, he's pretty good at, well, you could say he's pretty good at martial arts. Steve Terada joins us. I was nearly going to say Steve Terada, as it's spelled, but it's not. It's pronounced. And we were talking about pronunciation earlier. Steve Terada joins us. Hello there, Steve. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm well myself, Steve. And I understand you and I have something in common. I'm sponsored by a hairdresser. You're sponsored by a hair product company, Paul Mitchell, I understand. They make fabulous products. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. I've been with them for about close to 10 years now.
And if anyone has a look at your pictures on your website there, your hair, it's up there, isn't it? You got, like, pretty what would you say, modern, stylish, hip hair?
I guess so. It's pretty, like, it goes in phases. I'll have long, crazy hair and spiked up, and then sometimes it gets a little bit longer, but yeah, pretty much everything I do is put up with glue.
Well, now you've done so many things in your life already, and I understand that you're heading into a dance. You're getting into dance now, which is great. And we'll talk about that. But tell me, how did you get into martial arts? How does all that start off? How old were you when you thought, right, I really want to start taking this seriously?
Oh, well, I mean, when I first started, I was about 5, and I took a class, and I hated it. I didn't like all the yelling and anything like that, but I actually came back when I was about 9 because I got inspired by Ninja Turtles and Karate Kid, and I just pretty much quit all my other sports for that because I fell in love with it. And then when I was about 14 or 15, I started the karate circuit, and through that, I just started broadening my perspective on open tournament circuit and competition, and it pretty much took over most of my time.
Now, is anything like this? Is anything like the Karate Kid, or is that chalk and cheese?
Well, I mean, the tournaments are a little bit different because I do mostly musical forms and extreme forms, which are demonstrations where you can pretty much do whatever you want, except you have to take a martial arts base and foundation and put your own twist to it. Say if you do like a jump kick, you put an extra rotation in it, or if you do a hand combination, it won't be particularly traditional. It's more for showmanship and performance.
Well, that sounds like Hollywood kind of martial arts, and I reckon that would be a great way to take it, wouldn't it?
Yes, definitely. It definitely brought me into some stunt work also. I've been doing stunts with all my martial arts things since about 2005 or so.
And any stunts we may have seen, or there are stunts that you're most proud of?
Well, let me think. I was on Crank with Jason Statham, but that was mostly a lot of shooting with guns. But there was that. I actually just got back from New Mexico shooting a movie called MacGruber with Yorma Taconi, stunt doubling Will Forte, which is it's a Saturday Night Live movie that came from a skit. So I got to do some acrobatic stuff and a little bit of fighting in that also.
Now, do you get hurt doing that stuff when you're doing stunts, or is it all so well planned? You're sweet. You're fine.
Well, for stunts, it's pretty much set what you're going to do. So the main thing with that is trying to keep it safe because no one wants to get injured, and it's a big liability for the company. So there are safety precautions for that. As for tricking and the martial arts, yeah, you get pretty injured because you're always doing something that people haven't done, or you're trying to figure out different ways to put twists on pre-existing moves. So it's kind of like an escalating battle of trying to stay healthy and trying to do the most extreme and eye-popping moves that you can do.
That's the thing, isn't it? That'll be some ideas coming up there, creativity. What about the dance? How does the dance get into your martial arts, and what made you think that you wanted to mix martial arts and dance together?
Well, originally, I got inspired by my sister because she was in a regular, like a choreography dance crew. And then that kind of brought me into learning about breakdancing or b-boying. And that is almost has a parallel with tricking and martial arts because of the creativity and the evolution of how the sport and dance actually go. So I try and mix the movements of the b-boying and the martial arts, and that actually helped me in first, it mostly helped me with my martial arts tournament circuit competition forms because looking at different movements gave me ideas to do, try new things in that sense. So it kind of goes hand in hand. It's helped, like dance has helped me in martial arts competition, and martial arts helped me with the transition into dance also.
Wow, it sounds great because you're on the telly, on the TV, or the telly as we like to call it here. So yeah. You Think You Could Dance, season two. Is that you that we saw?
Season two? Well, I was in a dance crew that was featured on season two of So You Think You Can Dance. Some of our members have been in every single season of that one, of the U.S. So You Think You Can Dance, but also on season three of America's Best Dance Crew. I don't know if you guys have that yet. I think you guys might be in the earlier seasons, but my dance crew, Quest Crew, was featured on that also. And we actually, I don't know if I should say this, but we actually won the competition. So that's why I've been doing a lot of dance stuff all over the country and a little bit internationally also with the crew.
Hey, I've just got a text here that says you were on the music video, and I reckon to get involved in any music video would just be fantastic. But you were in the music video of the Black Eyed Peas and that really cool song, Pump It. Ah, Pump It. I love it.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. Like, one of my first martial arts coaches brought me on because he does stunts. He, Okoda, he does stunts for, like, a whole bunch of different movies and stuff. He brought me on to that, and the director kind of handpicked me to fight Will.i.am for half of the music video, which was pretty crazy.
Man, I reckon that'd be great because that's got that great piece of surfing guitar music in, and then the Black Eyed Peas did their thing. Were they okay to get along with? Did they, you know?
Oh yeah, Black Eyed Peas. We've actually run into them quite a few times because Taboo and Apple. Actually, one of my old students, Mindy Kelly, she coaches Apple from Black Eyed Peas for Extreme Martial Arts. So we see them all over the place. We talk to them. And, you know, when on that actual shoot day for Pump It, I had probably a 10 to 12 hour day of just me. And I had two sprained ankles during that that shoot. So I was dying by the end of it and just falling on concrete the whole entire day. So Will.i.am actually was going to call in his personal masseuse to give you a massage after. So I mean, they're totally awesome. I love the Black Eyed Peas. They're just awesome people.
Do you reckon this is what it takes to be a real legend, a superstar like yourself, if you don't mind me saying that, that you will just keep going until the job's done, regardless of how much pain you're in, regardless of the fact that you got two sprained ankles? Do you reckon other people might just quit earlier?
I think it kind of depends. Everyone knows their body in different ways. And when I was doing that job in particular, I really just wrapped everything up. And then I knew that by the end of the day, I could just rest. I didn't have anything for a long time. And so I think it really depends on how severe your injury is, too. Because if there's any possibility of getting permanent damage, then, you know, you do have to take your breaks. But you also have to know when you can push yourself to the limit. So that's just my best advice.
And do you reckon that's what it takes to become 11 times? Now, this is right, isn't it? 11 times. You are 11 times U.S. Open World Champion.
Yes. There's a lot
or
of...
Or if you lost count.
It's honestly that there are so many different circuits out there for martial arts and the type of stuff that we do. It depends how you count them now, because there are usually the same competition or competitors that you go against, just a different tournament. So it depends really where you go and if it's a sanctioned event or not. But yes, probably somewhere around those lines, because I know a lot of people that go into the tournament circuit and they say that they're a world champion or something like that, but I've never competed against them, you know. So
now I reckon it'd be a safe bet to say Bruce Lee is without a doubt one of the best, if not the best exponent of martial arts. Would you say that?
Yeah.
And if that is the case, who else is up there that for you?
Definitely Bruce Lee, because of his philosophy and his power and technique. And he's also a pioneer in the movie industry and bringing in Asians to the forefront of the industry. So that's a big part. Also, I would say even Jackie Chan, because yes. of...
Everybody loves Jackie Chan. There's no argument.
Yeah, everyone loves Jackie Chan. He's amazing in my eyes. Jet Li, especially. There's a lot of there's a lot of other martial arts that don't get the recognition just because of the sport not being out there as much in the media.
That's
so
right.
It's really good to see those champions out there and actually making a name for themselves and being in the public eye.
Well, you mentioned my three favorites. Of course, I've got four favorites now. I'm also going to throw Steve Tirada into the mix too. But how good is Jet Li? He's got such smooth moves when he does it.
Oh, he's amazing. He's actually a world champion in Wushu, which is a martial art from China. So, I mean, he's definitely amazing. His speed and technique is impeccable. So I have much respect for Jet Li.
Now, Steve, with all this, does this make you dangerous? I mean, these are the things we hear on the radio. People say, oh, that guy knows martial arts, so you better watch it because he could, you know, he could hurt you. But from what I understand, the philosophy is all about turning the other cheek.
Definitely in the Asian culture and stuff, they don't want to fight, but if you need to defend yourself when the time comes. So, I mean, there's so many different types of martial arts out there. I know that mixed martial arts right now is super popular and is probably one of the most effective martial arts out there. But, you know, when you're out there and you have, like, this knowledge of defending yourself, you don't want to use it because, honestly, in this day and age, if you really do it, you can get sued or you can do anything like that. So, I mean, if it can be avoided, of course, you probably wouldn't want to do it unless you're actually looking for a fight.
That's right. Absolutely. Get up. You do something clever and then you find yourself in prison or being sued. No one wants that. So how do we get started? What's step one? Is mum and dad or a young person tuned in or an older person saying, I want to get into martial arts. Is it ever too late, and how do you start?
Oh, no. I mean, I've known so many people that started martial arts late in age and many young. I would suggest, honestly, starting martial arts at least around 5 years old, just because of the attention span and how you can retain the techniques and stuff. But honestly, just find a martial arts studio, and you can... They usually have trial periods where you can try out the classes and see if you like them. So shop around. If you know someone that does martial arts, take advice from them also. And, you know, it's great exercise. So I highly suggest trying it out because it's been such a huge part of my life.
That's right. Sounds great. I'm almost a bit excited about considering it myself, but I'll just pause that thought for now. And just before we run out of time, Steve, I've got a dumb question for you. Hope you don't mind. That
okay.
move that he does in The Karate Kid, you know, that thing where he forms kind of the bird and stands on one foot, is that real?
It has real portions of it. I mean, there's similar moves for the actual starting position, but Basically, he's doing a jump front kick after. So that it does, it is an actual kick. It's just a different starting position.
Would you ever do that? Have you ever done it?
Well, come not on, seriously.
Yes, you have. You've done it, haven't you? You have.
Well, I mean, I've done it, but not for sparring or anything like that. More for fun.
Of course.
Because it's such an iconic move in the martial arts.
Of course it would have to be. And the wax on and wax off. Steve, a real pleasure having you on the program this morning, and we look forward to seeing you in the movies, and we look forward to seeing you on the TV a whole lot more. And if we want to find you on the internet, on the web, you've got your website, Steve Terada, and that's S-T-E-V-E, and then what do you call that line in the middle? Little
hyphen,
yep, T-E-R-A-D-A.com. Or you could just check on your search engine and put in Steve Terada and you'll find Steve for sure. Or check my website and we'll put a link on there too, Steve.
Oh, thanks.
That'll be the way to do it. All right, well, I'll let you get back to your Paul Mitchell products so you can make your hair look even more awesome. And we'll look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you.